Anthony, many thanks for joining us as we look ahead to a busy weekend on the SSE Airtricity League front. Bank holiday weekend, so games on Friday and Monday. Let's start with Finn Harps, and having beaten Wexford away, then they were held to a draw at home by Kerry last week. Perhaps a little bit of disappointment not beating a Kerry side who have struggled, it must be said, since they stepped up to senior ranks, but it's still early days yet, and you know, probably we can't read too much into that. But the important thing is now we look to the next game, and it's a tricky assignment for Harps. They're on the road against a Treaty United side who are ahead of them just on goal difference, but the Marcus Field, it certainly will be a big test.
To be fair, I think the Treaty game is going to be their biggest test to date so far, you know, and that includes the Cork City game that they played at home, because Treaty away, you know, were formidable opponents, and especially at the Marcus Field, and they've had a really good start to the season, and they're only 3 points behind Cork with a game in hand. But Darren Morphy will be delighted with the start that he's had. Chris, and you know, you touched on the Kerry game there, and you know, disappointed not to pick up 3 points. But I watched a good bit of that game, and to be fair to Kerry, they've made a big improvement since last season. Played 6 games so far, they've drawn 3 of them, which is good for them. Like, you know, they're set up, they're well set up, and they're well enough organised. And to be fair to them, last week I thought they played some good football at times. But I mean, if you'd said to Darren at the start of the season, after 6 games you'd be sitting third in the table, 3 points behind Cork, I'm sure they'd have taken your hand off. And I wouldn't be too critical of them not capitalising on a home performance or a home game against Kerry, because I'd be more inclined to give Kerry a bit of credit for how they set up in that game. But, you know, as I said earlier, this is definitely going to be Finn Harps' biggest test of the season so far.
Yeah, and strangely enough, Harps on the road, okay, they've only had a couple of games, but that's where they've got 2 of their wins.
Yeah, and away to Wexford as well, like having gone a goal behind on such a long trip, and the manner in which they won the game, you know, in the last minute. You know, it's a great boost for a team when you go away like that, and it's a long bus journey, and you know, a victory like that there can do wonders for a team, because you know, when you're down, you know, the last couple of seasons Harps have struggled and they've been down near the bottom, and to go away to Wexford and get a result like that, it's a big lift, and it shows how far that Darren Morphy's actually taken this team.
Now, you know as much as anyone the demands on players over a weekend like this, when you have 2 games in the space of a few days. Bray on Monday is next up, so a quick enough turnaround and a home fixture for Harps. Will they be under a little bit of pressure to bag the 3 points against Bray, do you think?
There'll be pressure put on themselves. I think from the outside, the supporters are putting much pressure on them, because I think they're just happy to see how they've started the season, and they've been, you know, they've been delighted with the form and the performances to date. A home game against Bray, traditionally Finn Harps, you know, going back when, you know, when the formation of the first division, and Bray and Finn Harps was always a big game, and you know, Bray used to nearly always have the upper hand on Finn Harps, but you know, the tables have turned somewhat especially when you look at the league table at the moment, and Bray are, you know, they're down third from bottom in the league, and you know, they're going through a bit of a transition period. So I think get Treaty out of the way first of all, and then, you know, focus on the Bray game then. But I think it is a good opportunity. It's a home game. It's a good opportunity for Finn Harps to pick up 3 points.
Yeah, and you know, fair to say 4 points out of 6 would be a decent return from the 2 games.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. I think, you know, if you say to anybody, like especially like holiday period like that, where you're going to be playing Friday and bank holiday Monday, I think the most important thing is that you come through unscathed in terms of injuries because of the quick turnaround. 4 points out of 6 would be a very happy Darren Morphy come bank holiday Monday evening.
Well, already, you know, we've seen games being very close. Last weekend, Longford and Athlone, a 3-3 draw. Bray were beaten by Wexford 4-3, a last-minute winner in that one, or very late in the game. Looking at the fixtures this Friday, Kerry against Wexford, Bray are against Cove. Those games, you know, they're hard to call.
They are, and, you know, having watched a good few of the Harps games especially, there's not that much between the teams, Chris. You know, I watched Harps beat Athlone at Finn Park, and I thought Athlone you know, the only difference in the game was the two goals that Van Harp scored, because I thought it was very evenly matched. And, you know, Van Harp's on the night had the more potent strike force. Success was very good that night against Athlone. So, and I think, to be fair, over the last couple of seasons, like, there's been a lot of effort going into the clubs, and there's a lot of good work going on behind the scenes in terms of the coaching and that. So, like, the games I have seen, they have been very tight. There hasn't been much in them. And, you know, you look at, say, the top four teams anyway, like, there's 5 points between the top four, and then from fifth down to eighth, there's only a point on it. Like, you know, so there's very little on it, and you see a lot of teams. The thing about that league, Chris, every team's capable of beating each other. And I think at the start of the season, everybody thought Cork were going to run away with it. But they haven't had it all their own way. And to be fair to the other teams, they've stood up to them and they've given them a good challenge. And, you know, it is going to be a really tough season.
Now, I mentioned of Cork there at home to Athlone Town on Friday and Easter weekend. No doubt that'll be a bumper crowd, be one of the biggest crowds in the league. And you probably would expect Cork to get the better of Athlone. Longford and UCD is the other game. UCD sort of have been a little bit mixed of late, but one would expect come the latter half of the season they should be there or thereabouts. They certainly should be in the promotion frame.
Should be, yeah. And, you know, you look at UCD start the season, like, 3 victories and 3 defeats. It's very on UCD, like, you know, especially when they're in the first division. They're usually always hit the ground running in the first division. And I suppose having just come down from the Premier League and they've lost a few players, it's a bit of a rebuilding process for UCD. But you mentioned Cork being at home to Athlone. Cork, I think we can all agree that Cork are too big a club to be in the first division. They just haven't got it right on the field over the last couple of years. And, you know, they'll be looking to build on quite a positive start, like 4 victories and 2 draws to date. Still unbeaten in the league, but they're up. Like, as I said to you before, like, Athlone, I was impressed with Athlone, how they played the game. You know, they're quite a physical team as well. They've got good physique in the team. I don't think teams are going to have it all their own way, but you would expect Cork City at home to be picking up 3 points.
Moving to the Premier Division, and on Friday we've some cracking games to look forward to. There's a Dublin derby, Shamrock Rovers against Bohemians, new manager of course at Bowes. Waterford against Sligo, who had a great win last week, and Sligo up to third in the table. Shells, the table toppers, at home to a Dundalk side who are struggling. It's Drogheda against St. Pat's. And Derry City at home to Galway. Derry will be determined to get 3 points at home against John Caulfield's side.
I think there's an added pressure in Derry this season, you know, with the backing that they've had. And, you know, Derry were good last season, but I think at times their home form let them down. And there's a lot of criticism of the Brandywell pitch at times, not just from opposition managers, but from Rory Higgins himself. But Derry, you know, they're sitting in second in the league at the minute. But they will be looking to pick up 3 points against Galway. But Galway have had a good start themselves, Chris. Mm. You know, newly promoted, and they're very well organised. You know yourself what you get with Ollie Horgan and John Coffey, like, a lot of experience. Very well organised, very hard to beat. I'm sure Derry will not be getting it all their own way against Galway.
No. You would expect Shelburne at home, the way they've started the season, will beat bottom of the table Dundalk. And, you know, Shell's nice little comfort at the top. Rovers and Bowes, wouldn't be a surprise if that's a draw. So it's from a Shelburne perspective, and Mark Coyle, the captain, things probably couldn't be going much better.
No, Shells are going very well. Good to see Mark Coyle, you know, local lad captain in the team, playing very well. He picked up a Player of the Month award as well, which was great for him, and it's good for Shelburne as well. You know, they put faith in Mark and give him the captaincy, and he's obviously repaying that faith. You talk about the Dublin derby there with Rovers and Bowes. You know, Bowes they got a good result against Derry in the last game, you know, after with interim manager in charge. Rovers have had a poor start. They've won 1 victory out of the first 5 games. But Rovers started like that last year as well, Chris. I think they had 6 games before they got their first victory. But, you know, they're always going to be there and they're always going to come strong. And again, you mentioned Sligo. Sligo's had a really good start to the season. you know, in the last result, a 3-1 victory against Strada. And Sligo, you know, got a difficult enough game this week away to Waterford, who themselves have started well, and there's only a point difference in the two of them. So it makes for an interesting weekend, Chris.
And finally, Anthony just mentioned one game on bank holiday Monday. Derry City make the trip to Talca Park against Shelburne. You know, it's too early in the season to be talking about six-pointers. But that said, it's a very big game for both clubs.
Yeah, and I think it's Derry's. It's obviously, apart from Rovers away, when Derry did really well. And that game, watching Rovers away, the Derry City, that game could end up 4 or 5 each. It was like a basketball game at times. It was end to end. It was stakes in both defences at times, but it made for good viewing. But I think this is going to be, apart from the Rovers game, this is certainly Derry's biggest challenge. You know, they've beaten Drogheda. They beat a Pats team who've been very disappointing, because everybody, I think, at the start of the season would have had their money in Pats pushing Rovers all the way, given how well Pats ended last season. And they beat Waterford at home. So the teams they beat, they've been down, like they would have been expected to beat them. So I do think this is Derry's biggest challenge, the Shelburne away game. And as you mentioned Shelburne before, like Shelburne are flying. You know, Damien Duff has certainly built on, he's improving them all the time, Chris. And it's a sign of a good coach and a good manager.